Well, welcome everybody. I'm Dane County Executive Joe Parisi, and I'm very happy to be here today as we are about to embark on the groundbreaking for the New Holland Pavilions at the Alliant Energy Center. It's been a long and complicated but very productive and rewarding journey to get us to this point. As everyone knows, the Alliant Energy Center has become a very popular destination for shows like the Midwest Horse Fair, the World Dairy Expo, and others. And as the industry grows and the number of shows and the people attending the shows have grown, we have to grow with that. And one of our main objectives is first and foremost to be able to keep the folks who come here coming back and provide facilities for them, facilities for the folks like the Midwest Horse Fair, World Dairy Expo. So as these shows have grown, we've had to look at where we can grow and how we can accommodate. And we have a set of very old and aging barns. They've served a wonderful purpose. They reflect our values. They've hosted many shows over the years, but it's time for us to grow with the shows. And so in the groundbreaking today, as soon as the horse fair is over on Monday, these barns are gonna come down and make way for the construction of the new Holland Pavilions, which will provide 290,000 square feet of state-of-the-art space. And not only will this allow us to keep shows like the Horse Fair and World Dairy Expo, it's also opened up the Alliant Energy Center to even more shows. Groups that have never even been to Madison have been reaching out to us now. And this is only happening because of a partnership with the people who care about the Alliant Energy Center. We have a partnership between Dane County, the state of Wisconsin, who were generous partners in this effort, New Holland, Center Plate Catering, let me make sure I don't leave anyone out here. And the Midwest Horse Fair, who obviously is here today. Everyone has contributed both in ideas and in dollars to make this happen. So I couldn't be more happy than to be able to be kicking off this $24 million project that, in addition to all of the good things it's going to do once it's built, is going to provide 200 construction jobs during the project phase. So we're very excited to be here today. I'd like to recognize some of our partners and invite our partner, Ben Bransell, the Secretary of the Department of Agriculture, who played a critical role in securing funds for this project, to say a few words.
What a great day. Had a chance to visit briefly with Mike Hulschbach, who is chairman of the board of World Dairy Expo, and asked him if he ever imagined this day arriving because of the people that were involved in World Dairy Expo initially citing the activities here at this place. I'm going to reminisce just for a second, if you don't mind. When World Dairy Expo was first being created, I was a junior in high school. I bought my first purebred Holstein calf here at World Dairy Expo that I ever had to start my own herd with. It was held in this building. We didn't use the Coliseum. The show was across the street in the Forum Building, and the commercial exhibits, the auction that took place, the livestock that was presented here was all right here in this one building. A number of years ago when Midwest Horse Fair got started, it was fairly modest in its size and its impact and its activities, and as you can see today, it has grown to be one of the largest exhibits of its type anywhere in the U.S. And with that kind of knowledge and background, as the way things expand and have developed, Dane County has offered a home base for those two exhibits, and they are about to make a home base for many more. It was with great interest that the governor and executive Parisi worked together to come up with a concept and to put a plan together, and then for the catering service and for New Holland and for Midwest and World Dairy Expo, all four great partners, to step forward and say, we not only are going to support you in effort, we're going to support you in dollars. And to put that package together and put this diverse group of interests together to create a new opportunity for Dane County, for Wisconsin, and for all of those that will be attracted to come here and see it, has been a marvelous experience for me to watch and to watch the development of the project as it moved forward. Your being here is a great show of interest by others that have a wish for something better. And with this effort and with the Alliance Center and all that came with that and with the efforts in the future, this is going to be one great home for a lot of events. And a lot of events that you have never ever seen in this community will show up because of what is going to be offered to them in amenities and exhibition opportunities. So to your being here, thank you very, very much to Exec Parisi. Thank you much for all of your efforts, to Mark Clark, and the efforts that have been made here at the Alliance Center to envision the changes that are necessary. And for our commercial private sector partners, it wouldn't have happened without your interest, and it wouldn't have happened without your efforts. So thank you very much to you as well.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. And again, I'd like to give a special thanks to Secretary Bransell. He's a humble guy who likes to give credit to a lot of other people, but this simply would not have happened had it not been for his leadership and partnership in helping us secure state funds and helping bring partners together. So thank you, Secretary. Next, we're gonna hear from Mark Clark, who is the director of the Alliant Energy Center. And I'd like to give a special recognition to Kevin Gould, who served as the interim director before Mark was able to come in when we were just in the beginning stages of this. And Kevin, we can't thank you enough for shepherding us through that early process. It really meant a lot to us and it made a big difference. So thank you, Kevin. And now we'll hear from Mark Clark, the director.
Thank you to who really is the best boss you've ever had, so I truly, truly appreciate that. At this time, it's been mentioned many times that we have partners that really have made this this project possible, and this is a project that I really started almost 2 years ago, so this is a really special day for me. But again, without these partners, this would really not be possible. So at this time, I'd like to introduce the partners, and if I could have county executive and the partners step up and grab a shovel and a hard hat as I introduce them. These are in no particular order, by the way. Abe Hughes and Mark Cooper from New Holland, who will be instrumental in this project. They'll be putting their name on the front of this building. They are the New Holland Pavilions, very special partners of ours. Representing Strang, Larry Barton. Larry is the president of Strang. Strang is the architect engineering firm who really designed these two beautiful buildings that we'll see constructed here in about 30 weeks. Rob Neville with Public Works. Rob is the one that's going to be responsible for making sure this gets done on time and comes in our budget. So he's a guy you want to keep an eye on during this project. Again, a really